Houston is hot, but the people are cool. You are in Rhonda's Lounge listening to Artist of Houston podcast. Stick around, listen up. It's going to be great.
Hi, H-Town. You are in Rhonda's Lounge listening to my podcast, Artist of Houston. I'm scouring Houston, talking to really awesome artists here in town. You don't need to go anywhere. We are a world-class city. You can stay right here and buy the art you need for your home, dress your body with the fashion that is available here, and it's pretty amazing. Don't forget, it's here. And we're moving into those beautiful spring days, soon to be in those wonderful hot days. We know Houston is hot, but the people are cool. And some of the people are super hot too. I'm gonna be bringing on one of those people this morning, Mr. Alan Gonzalez. Alan has a studio in the Summer Street building, right across the field from the Winter Street. We're located in the Sawyer Yards. There's different physical addresses. The Winter Street is 2101 Winter, 77007. I've been saying we're in the third ward. I think we're in the sixth ward. Anyway, if that is a indicator to you Houstonians out there. But Alan is going to come in and tell us about his up-and-coming show at Match, his development as an artist. I'm so excited and happy, happy to bring him on. So let's get a talking to Alan.
Thank you for having me. This is exciting.
Good.
This is exciting for me.
Good, good. I got super excited this morning after my little study of you. I went to your website, and you have all these awesome vignettes. And anyway, we're going to get to that.
Okay.
But let's start at the beginning.
Ah!
And that is, tell us about your studio first, where you are located.
So I'm at Summer Street Studios, which is on 2204 Summer Street. It's right across from Winter and Silos. So we're part of the whole like Sawyer Yards campus thing.
Right.
And I'm in 108. I'm in the little closet. It's like this small little thing, and it's just me and my sewing machine.
You make it work.
And we're making it work.
You got the clothes hanging up there.
Right.
You got
It's super cute.
It's super cute.
And it's better than like sewing out of my room, because that's where I was like, you know, a year ago before I moved into here.
Right.
So trust me, this is a huge step up.
Good, good. So you've been there a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Summer Street opened a year ago in January, and I was there on the first.
One of the virgin artists.
That's right.
Wow.
I literally moved in on New Year's Day, and I had all my friends like help us move in, and we popped champagne. And
you start the new year right.
Started the new year right.
Well, I think it looks great. It's adorable.
Thank you.
Do you participate in Second Saturday that people can come and see you?
I do. I totally do. Second Saturdays, you know, for Sawyer Yards is really exciting, and it's fun, and you get to meet new people. And I do. If I can open up, I'll open our doors. Ours is actually at a different time.
Right. Okay.
So I think on this, like,
we're 12
north,
to
south
5.
Side? Right, y'all are 12 to 5.
And
we are
2 to 7. Like Spring Street.
Exactly.
So summer, spring, and likely Sabine, which is going to open soon. So that's wonderful. You guys will have your own good time frame for
It gives us an opportunity to see you guys before we open, and then you guys get to come and see us after y'all close.
Yes, and I do that. I There's been an opening at Spring Street like every second Saturday with Tony Piranha was on here, and it was awesome. So he's got a good little deal going on. You guys got a good little deal going on.
It works
out. It's exciting.
It is.
It's amazing how people don't know about the Sawyer Yards. Do you still get that experience when they do visit you?
All the time. But I think it's growing. People are starting to get on track with this. Mm-hmm. It's starting, you know, it's developing, and it's exciting to be a part of something that's new. Because you know you're like on the train with it.
Right.
It's not like you hopped on later. You hopped on when it was starting.
Right.
And so it's exciting to see you grow and to see the yards grow, and it's just it's exciting.
It's cool. So everybody needs to go and visit Alan in his studio. It's beautiful, and your clothes are there, and your working area is there, which is something I really, really like and think is unique to the Sawyer Yards, is that there are a lot of working artists in the building.
Right, yeah.
And that's usually something you can experience on Second Saturdays, too, that they may be painting, drawing, sewing.
Whatever. I'm working Second Saturdays. I can't, like, I'm not just sitting there waiting for people to come. No, thank you.
No,
thank you.
You don't start drinking wine at 2 p.m.?
I start at 10 a.m. That's when I start.
Okay, yes.
And then we go until 8 o'clock when we're closed. Yes. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, you are so great. I'm glad I know where to go now. Okay.
That's where it's at. Okay. That's where, nonstop bottle pouring. Don't worry about it.
So, what about art school? Did you go to art school?
I went to HCC. So
fashion school.
Fashion school, yeah. Our two options in Houston are either the Art Institute or the Houston Community College. Those are literally like your two fashion programs in Houston.
Mm-hmm. The fourth largest city of the world. Okay.
Correct. Yeah. Good job, Houston. You're doing great. If not, you know, you have to like move out into the where's the other one? Like Sam Houston, that's way out there, or you'll move out to Dallas, or like, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
I was thinking of leaving to California to study over there at FITM, but it didn't work out. I didn't know where I was. Oh, you ready? Fun story.
Great. Bring it.
When I graduated high school, because I went to HSPBA, the High School for Performing and Visual Arts, and I was a musical theater major.
Okay.
So I was on stage. Okay. And that's what I thought I wanted to do for the rest of my life. I was like, we're going to
totally
be on stage.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing this. This is what we're doing, right? And so midway into my high school career, it was like I felt that the costume designers and all of the technicians did not get like the spotlight and praise that they deserved because they worked so hard behind the curtains.
Yeah.
And then when the show goes up, it's like clap, clap, clap for the actors and that's it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, why don't we do a fashion show for the costume designers?
Mm-hmm.
And you guys can come in and you guys can bring in all of the designs and I'll just play producer. I'll get the models, we'll get everything else.
Okay.
And then it'll be about you, it'll be about your costumes.
Fun.
And they said, okay, let's do it.
Yeah.
And then they came to me like a month before the show and were like, Alan, this is too many designs. We have to cancel the show. We can't do it. So we canceled the show.
No.
And everybody, you know, we told everybody it's canceled, yada, yada. But one of the models just did not get the memo, of course.
No.
And so they came to me and they were like, hey, what's happening with the show? What's the plan? I explained everything that was happening. And then they asked me, well, can't you do the designs? And that's when it just hit me. It was like, well, maybe I can.
Yeah.
And so I did. I did like 36 different designs in a month.
Wow.
I stayed after school every day. I didn't leave high school like each night until like 9 or 10 p.m.
Wow.
My mom was amazing. She came to pick me up every time. Like, she was out there waiting for me as I was like struggling with bags of fabric. And it was just like fantastic. It was absolutely great. I had no idea what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
I was stapling things. I was hot gluing everything.
Oh, no.
Some of the designs were like literal like recycled trash. Like I had newspapers and I had grocery bags and like those turned into gorgeous gowns and dresses. And everybody absolutely loved the show. And that's when I knew that's what I wanted to do.
Of course. It sounds amazing. I have like a little chill thinking about it. And I see you coming down that sidewalk and your mother.
And she's amazing. I absolutely love my mother. You know,
I'm
she's
sure.
a single parent raising two little boys.
Aww.
And she's doing a great job at it.
Clearly.
I mean,
congratulations. What's her name?
Shout out to my mother, Sandra Gonzalez. She's amazing.
Good job.
Thanks for everything
Sandra.
You've done, Mom.
You raised a great kid. Okay.
So now we're doing this. And so I went to a fashion show here in Houston and I saw it thanks to you know, my friend's mom, Debbie, she took me and she dragged me over there because I was out of high school and I had no idea. Mm-hmm. I was stuck. I was like, do I do theater now or do mm-hmm. I do fashion? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so she dragged me to the fashion show and she was like, this is what you're supposed to be doing. Look at what they're doing up there. Mm-hmm. That's what you want to do. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you're right.
Up to that point, did you have any sewing, construction, education, and you learned everything at once?
They gave us like a quick sewing semester mm-hmm. at HSPBA because when you're in their department of theater, mm-hmm. they show you how to do everything, mm-hmm. Not just act. So they also put you backstage, and so they'll show you how to do the lights, they'll show you how to do the sound, they'll show you how to build sets,
and that's why you had that appreciation
right.
for all the work.
Exactly,
that was going into
exactly,
the show.
Exactly.
That's really nice.
No, PBA is amazing in the way that they work, and they really make you understand like, this is what you're working with, these are your, you know, coworkers and mm-hmm. things like that, so that you really do understand the hard work that they're putting mm-hmm. on. And so yeah. you have a different understanding for it. So that was the smallest, like, you know, it was a taste of like, this is what your costume design people are gonna have to do. But, you know, in reality, like all the technical aspects of it, of actual construction and pattern making and cutting the fabric and all of that came out of HCC and all of their professors.
Oh, cool. And you can't, and HCC is, I think they're kind of known for that program.
They are actually amazing
yeah.
at their program.
I went to HCC for a little while. I mean, I graduated from HCC mm-hmm. when I had associates in nursing before.
Oh, congrats, girl.
Anyway.
Bring out the first aid kit.
Yeah, I'll take care of it. I'll sew your fingers up. So that's what I always say. I'm like, freaking HCC ain't giving away nothing. Don't think it's a junior college. There's
yeah.
nothing junior about it.
Correct.
And I did have to go. Was this in the main campus mostly?
It was all in the main campus.
Okay, So I went to main campus.
The whole
campus.
Program is in Central. You yeah. cannot take fashion anywhere else
okay.
at HCC.
Well, I only had to take a few biology classes or something down
yeah.
at HCC at the main campus because I went to the west other campuses too. And I remember the fashion students like, walking around with stuff or whatever, and I was so interested in that.
They
too.
Are blowing yeah. it out of the park
cool.
every single time. I mean, you will find competitions mm-hmm. where the students compete, you mm-hmm. know, against each other and against other cities and
yeah.
just students around, and they are blowing it out. I mean, first place every single
That's
time
fantastic.
Is going to HCC. The professors are just amazing. They work in the field, so that's
mm-hmm.
why you're getting this like hands-on experience. And when
mm-hmm.
it comes to art,
mm-hmm.
that is what you need.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not a textbook type thing.
No.
And the way that fashion is moving so rapidly, you have to be able to be on it and you know,
yeah.
get on that track.
Yeah. I think it's extremely challenging. Don't think I'm completely idiotic.
No, I know you know. I know
but
you
wait,
know.
But I mean, I tried to dress this morning for you.
And you look fantastic.
No.
Y'all can't see what's happening, but she looks
no.
fantastic. She put a little scarf on. She said, let me add this accent.
Uh-huh.
Let me add a little color. I think it's great. You thought it through and you look amazing.
I told my daughter and she was like, oh no, you look so great. I was like, I'm trying this morning. I have someone, to impress. But seriously, if I had to, I mean, as a consumer, like that's first challenge, but if I had to create the clothes, I mean, you know what I mean? It's a big...
it's not an easy job.
No.
It's not. But I'm loving all of the clients that I'm getting
because
mm-hmm. I specialize in custom orders.
Okay.
So that's what I do. I make everything custom to your size. And the people that are coming to me really understand the work that goes into making a garment.
Are you creating like the prom dress, the wedding dress? Or are you creating the day wear? I mean,
no, everything that I do is usually evening wear.
Okay.
Like this is women's evening wear. That's what
okay.
I specialize in. I love
you know, a little dramatic.
I love drama.
I love drama.
You went on my website. You've
seen
my stuff.
I'm so shocked.
Yeah.
That's not, I'm shocked.
Thank you.
I'm being facetious.
Thank you so much. You're
drama.
Amazing.
I can see that. Yes.
Yeah.
But that's awesome. That's the fun stuff.
That's the icing,
right. I would think. On that.
No, my brides are the best. I absolutely mm-hmm. love doing bridal wear and things
mm-hmm.
like that. The last three brides that I had were crazy, and I loved it.
I can't get married a fourth, fifth time, whatever it would be.
You get married as many times as you want, honey.
I want you to make me a wedding.
Perfect. I'll be there.
Maybe I can just get a wedding dress and just wear it here.
Yeah, just
wedding
wear it around
parties.
Town. Yeah, why not? I'm telling you, like, okay, so one of them, she had a dip dyed in purple.
Oh my.
So the bottom of her dress was purple, and it was the rest of it was white. It was fantastic. It was gorgeous. And then another one got married in this sapphire blue.
Wow.
So she didn't even get married in white. It was like a sapphire blue with this black lace on the bottom. Gorgeous thing. I mean, absolutely gorgeous. It fit her amazingly. The construction was there and it was just fantastic. It all came together. And the other one got married in this like cranberry red.
Wow.
You know, she wore her mother's dress for the ceremony, but then for the reception, she was in a cranberry red, which actually will walk the runway at our fashion show in 2 weeks.
Sweet. Tell me about that fashion show.
So we have our fashion show that's coming up March 22nd. It's going to be at 7:30 p.m., and it is at The Match. It's the theater in Midtown. It's on Main Street. And so it's inspired by three different collections, which you saw on my website. If you go to allantude.com, that's like Alan, A-L-A-N, and Tude, like attitude, but Alan Tude, you're welcome. That's cute. I thought that through.
It's so cute.
And so if you go there, you can see all the information that you need to know about it and like ticket sales and things like that. But the show, so the show itself is really exciting because I showed three collections.
And I love the, I guess the titles or the things, what do you,
Yeah, they're all inspired by something different and then one of them gets like fully manufactured and we show more. So the first one is Daddy Issues. And it comes from just this background of me not having a connection with my father and just having to like overcome that.
Sure.
And again, as we talked about my mother and how amazing she is, like she was able to just make it work.
I grew up in a home like that. So, well, my father was, he died, but it's really difficult.
It's been exciting for me to talk to people when I come up with that inspiration because I didn't know how much people related to it until I started talking about it.
I'm sure there's a lot.
And then there was just like all these people like, I relate. I'm in the same boat, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, wow, why? Like, I'm glad that we're talking about this. And I think that ever since I started my career, I always said that that is something that I wanted to do. If I have, you know, more than 100 people sitting in one spot staring at what I have to put on, we're not just going to throw clothes on the runway. We're going to talk about real things that we have to discuss. And
you're making that really personal, which I'm sure has to translate.
It is very personal.
In the work.
It's there.
That makes, yeah. That.
It's definitely there. The way that it translated into the work is that we've used the white cotton and I've just crumpled it.
Oh,
all of the clothes is just like crinkled and I'm literally letting my anger out on the clothes. Like I am just balling it up and it's just like.
I want everyone to go to Alan Tude, to the website. And I want you to look at his vignettes for these themes, video vignettes. First of all, Academy Award on the Daddy Issues vignette. Okay, you were so good. All right, it was good, and the music is good. The everything is good, but I read something about your tears being in. Like you cried your tears.
Right.
I mean, and that's I don't think I remember this. I'm sorry, but the color on the pieces that have the umbra, I was taking that as like the symbolic.
That's
tears.
Exactly it.
Is that right?
That is exactly it.
Sweet.
That is exactly it. All of that whole collection is dip dyed in the purple the same way that my bride was, and it was just this big inspiration. And it was coming from the fact that. You know, there was just a lot of times that I wanted to connect with my father and I wanted to talk to him about what was going on with my life and things like that. And I know he wanted to, but because of that, like, over-masculinity thing that we have, and it's like, well, we don't really talk about emotions. We don't discuss things like that. You know, it wasn't there.
That's a culture.
Right.
Or just
It's cultural.
Gender.
You know,
culture,
gender.
Yeah.
It's all there.
All
it's just
it.
Like society is happening. But we're breaking it down, and we're starting to talk about it, and it's really exciting to see men become something different.
Yeah.
Like, you can literally see this pivotal moment in society that we're living right now where women are becoming, like, more masculine, and they're taking on... You know, this like firm job. And men are becoming more feminine. You know, they're starting to understand, like, it's okay for me to do my eyebrows.
Yeah.
It's okay for me to groom. It's okay for me to dress well. Like, nobody's going to judge me.
Yeah.
I'm going to start having, you know, more affection with my friends. And you can see this pivotal.
It's healthier.
Yeah, it's so healthy.
Yeah.
And you know, it's great. It's fantastic.
Good. Yeah. I agree with you mostly, but I think that people with the internet, like, I think the internet is. We're in that change of what the internet has brought that people don't fully understand, and it's not fully bloomed, and people are forgetting to be like on this one-on-one personal level. You have to always take a minute to get to know someone. Everybody has some commonality. It's almost always that way.
Yeah.
Mostly that we all are flesh and bones and hurt, and you can communicate and find something there that you don't have to feel insecure about. Let's just go there. So anyway, so that's one.
That's one of them. Yeah, yeah.
Let's lift it up.
Okay. I know we lifted it up, and you'll feel that at the show. Like you really do feel the dip.
That's great.
The dip in the roller coaster that I take you on.
All right.
For that collection, we have a dancer. Her name is Iris, and she's gonna dance. A piece to really give the storyline as I kind of like monologue it in the back.
More theatrics.
Always theatrics at my show. I mean, am I bringing it every time? Yes. There's always theatrics. You know. It's nonstop.
And I was looking too, you've been featured in so many magazines and you've had more other shows. And
yeah, we've been on bigger runways.
You have a repertoire. Yeah.
We do. We have things to bring back to mom and put on the shelf.
Sweet.
So it's nice, you know.
Look what I got.
Look what I got, Mom.
Sandra,
here you go.
Another trophy. Okay, so another of those vignettes is Begging for Sugar.
Yes, Beg for Sugar.
Sugar Daddy.
I know, it's Sugar Daddy.
That's
it was again, I think, the power that women have, and it was just really exciting for me to come up with this idea of a woman that just knows how gorgeous she is, and she was just like able to use it. To get what you want.
I wish they'd teach that in class, actually.
Teach a class on how to take your man's money. No, I mean, she understood the power in her body, which was really exciting because society didn't let her have anything else.
Yeah.
You know, like they didn't let her speak. They didn't let her speak her mind and give her visions and talk about what she wanted to talk about. So she was like, well, then you know what? Let me use my body because that's all you're looking at anyway.
Oh, my God. That's such a good analogy.
That's where it was.
I get all beat up with, like, we'll watch some show that takes place in the 1950s and a woman defies or something. And my husband will be like, oh, you know, that was a good choice. And I was like, really? What choice did she have? She was like, she got to throw away everything to make that choice. Like, you know.
Right.
Like, what are you talking about? Choice? There was no choice. And then it's like
Beautiful debacle.
Yeah, beautiful debacle. There you go. You can do
that's
that
our next collection. Beautiful debacle.
Beautiful debacle. Anyway, I think it's going to be really exciting. And the third is
Take the Beating, which is again we're talking about masculinity and what it means. And growing up, those were things that were like thrown at me. It was like
just all this time.
Don't cry, back it up. Yeah. Like take the beating. You're a man. You know it doesn't hurt. Yada yada yada. And so that one then became this like inspiration from boxing, the sport. Mm-hmm. And so it's just like this, when it starts, you know, it's just like, it's so archaic and it's so savage the way that we throw two men into a ring and we have them fight with each other. And we're just like on the sides to like cheering it on. Right.
I know. Primitive.
And so it started like that. But then once I started looking at it, there's also an art to boxing and there's, you know, the training that they're doing and it's things like that. And so, but that's the inspiration for the clothing. So we then translated the little shorts that boxers wear into women's evening wear. And so you'll notice that a lot of the collection like has drawstrings in the waist. Mm-hmm. So it just like cinches your waist in to a super cute level.
All right. I love the way you got it all tied together. You have a whole narrative weaving through this too. Mm-hmm. So
It's art. It's art.
Great. And I met Alan at, guess where, everybody? Happy hour. Like, I meet everyone at happy hour.
That's why we have them.
That's why we have them. So we get to talk to each other and get to know each other.
Right.
And so I was really interested in talking to you. And
you've
not disappointed, let me tell you.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to your show. That's going to be
great. It's super exciting. So like I was saying, we have a dancer for the first collection. Mm-hmm. And then we have an opera singer for the second collection. And then for the last collection, we will actually have two boxers fighting in the ring as the models are coming up and down the runway. So you'll get to see like a live fight between two boxers, and they're actually fighting. Like,
wow.
I've seen them fight, and you can hear the hits of the thumps. Like, these are real hits. This is, yeah, yeah. Exactly. Okay. This is not like, oh, this is stage. Like, no, 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 no. These are two boys really going at it.
This is not Hulk Hogan and what's some of those guys? The Andre the Giant?
Not exactly. That? No, okay. Nothing like that.
Okay, great. Well, I'm going to be there. How do people get tickets? How do they go?
So you can go to alantude.com. Again, that's mm-hmm. alantude.com. And then you go to the little section where it says fashion show. Everything is there, just like you online shop. You can, you know, get the little ticket, take it to your shopping bag, check out. And then you can just follow us on social media. All of my social media is at Alantude, A-L-A-N-T-U-D-E. And that's where they can also find, you know, like photos of behind the scenes or vignettes or things like that.
Okay. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
All of them. We're all on of them. All of them, and they are all Alantude.
Well, there's these new things, so I was getting to the Velo or Elo.
That's right.
Are you involved in that?
I'm not on it yet, but okay. I have to get on it at least to say that we've got the username.
Okay.
Before somebody else grabs it. You know what I mean? Yeah.
We'll have to get some boxing gloves and take care
exactly.
of that.
Exactly. Don't worry about it. We got people.
Okay, so what, and if someone wanted a dress or something made for you, I mean made for themselves by you, they would go to your website again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a contact mm-hmm. form on there, and you can fill it out and you can tell us all about okay. you, and then it gets to our email and we take it from there.
Do you need some kind of time frame? Like you need time to make these?
We do need time. It does take time. But you'll be surprised how fast I can kick things out.
Okay.
I don't like saying that because then people feel like they can come to me last minute. No, but it really is like I can kick things out.
What about like people coming to you with like, I want this dress, I drew this dress, I designed this dress. That's not you.
We find a midpoint.
Okay.
We find a midpoint.
You do cooperate with
people. Yeah, yeah. No, totally, totally. Okay. I mean, you're the one wearing it.
Right.
You know, I'm not going out in it.
Right.
So I want you to be 100% comfortable in it because right. that's what makes it beautiful is right. your confidence.
I think that you would probably be good for telling someone to, like, I'm gonna make it more beautiful for you.
Exactly.
Just trust me.
Right. It's a midway point. Like, they'll come to me with ideas and collages
sure.
or whatever,
okay.
And then I will. And that's my job as a designer. You
yeah.
know what I mean? I'm not a seamstress. I'm
right.
a designer.
Right.
So there is a difference. And I'll tell you. I'll be like, you know what? Well, that might not work with your shoulders. What
right.
if we do this?
Right, right.
Or
right.
that color might not work with your skin. What if we did this?
Right.
And then, you know, I'll show you and I'll, you
yeah.
know, we go through the whole process.
Sweet. Do you have any issues in Houston finding your fabrics and the things you need or you find... You know what I mean?
Right. No, I hear what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
It is a struggle.
Is
just
it?
Because
oh,
we're
wow.
not
okay.
we're not as big as like LA or New York
yeah.
and you can't go down the street and be like wholesale this.
Oh yeah.
So for like collections, if I have to wholesale things, we can, you know, fly them in from
okay.
other cities, that's fine. And then even for custom pieces, we can do that as well if it's solids.
Mm-hmm.
But usually if we have to like go and choose laces or things
mm-hmm.
like that, then
mm-hmm.
I'll find, you know, stores that we have here and I'll take
okay.
the client to look at the laces in person because it makes a difference.
Sweet. Yeah. Okay. So they can get their tickets for the show and attend the show March 23rd.
March 22nd.
March 22nd.
It's a Thursday night.
Thursday. What time?
7:30 p.m. The doors open and you want to be there on time. I'm not giving too much away, but even before the show starts,
look out.
It's always exciting.
Okay.
It's so exciting. Like, there's so much to see and do.
Show up at 7.
No, don't show up at 7, because we will not open doors until 7:30, so you're going to
okay.
be standing out there for half
but
an hour.
But be there at 7:30.
Be there at 7:30, definitely.
Right.
Maybe 7:15, because, you know, you got to park, and it's midtown, and yada, yada, yada,
yeah.
and it's Houston. But definitely, like, doors open 7:30. We usually, every season, we have a paper dress.
Okay.
And so I make a dress out of paper, and that's our guest book. So people sign that.
Oh, nice.
Kind of like
okay.
when you go to an event, you sign a guest book, but
sure.
instead of just having a little book, I make a dress.
So you're talking about collections. You do this twice a year?
We do this twice a year.
Okay.
So we do 6 collections a year.
Wow.
Because there's 3 for spring, summer, and 3 for fall, winter.
Wow. Okay.
And good. Then we do 2 shows a year.
Okay.
And in between that, we're on other bigger shows.
I haven't been to the match yet, which is... sad.
It's a super
I understand
cute,
it's a
it
beautiful
is, it's
venue.
Modern it is a,
yeah.
yeah yeah
and so that's another reason to go
well
so.
There you go, this will drag you there.
I'm going, yeah. I'll go get my ticket on alantude.com.
Mm-hmm. It's all there,
right? And I am following you on Instagram too, and you do have some beautiful images on there.
Thank you.
Other, what was that vignette I saw this morning? You have video, and it's good. It's good. Good. How many followers do you have? Are you?
I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
You have one more today, boo.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Whoever's following, there you go. Thanks, guys. Thanks for rocking it out.
On Instagram.
Yeah.
And then in person, people could come out and see you second Saturdays, 2 to 7. Here in the Sawyer Yards at the Summer Street building.
At the Summer Street building, yes. We just got this new sign on the building. It's huge. It says Summer Street Studios, so you can't miss it now.
It's a real...
Well, we've only been open for a year. We're not expecting much. Well, at least I'm not. There's some, you know, little neighbors that are upset about it. But, I mean, you know, even if, you know, things that have been, like, in the Rice Village for years, mm-hmm. people still don't know those exist. You know what I mean? Like,
I know.
It's Houston. We are not a walking city. Like,
right.
I wish people understood that. Like,
right.
you have to give a reason for people to get out of their house, get into their car, drive somewhere.
Right.
Find parking space and then, you know, attend this event.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, you know, Chicago where you hop on a subway and you're there.
Right.
You know, that's not Houston.
Right, right.
So getting people to drag themselves into their car and drive somewhere,
mm-hmm.
that's an event. That's an event on its own.
Take an Uber.
Yeah.
So anyway, well, I really want to thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
You have not... I mean, I was so excited about getting you here this morning, so I really appreciate it. You haven't, you've made me more excited about this show and coming out and seeing your collection.
Thank you. It's going to be great, so we'll see you there.
All right. Okay, H-Town, you heard it here. If you want to be one of those hot people in Houston, you better get down there and have Alan make something for you. Thank you, Alan. Appreciate it.
Thank you. We'll see you soon.
Appreciate it. It was a great conversation, and we got the 411 on the show coming up at Match, and I can't wait. That is March 22nd, Thursday night, and you can find tickets at alantude.com, alantude.com, and follow Alan on Instagram. He has a beautiful set of images there. And follow him on all the other social media things. It's awesome. Check out his website. It's really bitchin'. It's good. That's the first curse word I've said on this podcast. Alantude.com. Alantude. The show is going to be at the Match in Midtown. Midtown Arts and Theater Center at 3400 Main Street, Houston, 77002. Put it in the GPS and take a Uber and go on down there. You non-walking city, you. Just take an Uber. Again, that's the Alantude Summer Spring 2018 collection on March 22nd, 2018. I am super stoked about getting there. And I'll see all of you at Second Saturdays, 12 to 5 in the Winter Street Building, and in the Summer Street Building, 2 to 7. Don't miss us. Thanks.